By God's mercy or God's anger, we take pains to heap up things useful to our life and get our death in the purchase. And the person is snatched away, and the goods remain. And all this is the law and constitution of nature unveiled. It is a punishment to our sins, the unalterable event of providence, and the decree of heaven. The final church of the nutty apocalypse.
Beside the rivering waters of, hither and thithering waters of, night. In the moonlight by the sea, in a country, in a town, now quickly, now slowly, now in pain, now in love, in different shapes. When I was young, when I was young, I used to dream, and the wind blows, and the owl sings, and dogs are driven wild, and dogs break their chains, run through the land, a prey to madness. With wild eyes dying, wild eyes burning, they raise their heads, they swell their cold necks, like a hungry child's breath, or a cat who's ripped his guts, like a woman about to give birth, like a young girl singing. At the stars in the north, at the stars in the south, at the stars in the west, at the stars in the east, at the moon, at the mountains, at the rocks, at the pain, at the thief, at the snakes, reveal their black, black backs. Fresh flesh, glazed eyes stare from long, pale human faces. We cannot satisfy the hopes. We are now dead.
We are all dead.
The hammer breaks the anvil. From the cleft of its hood, it was fair as morning and full of heaven dew. Then it put on darkness, declined its softness, and put on the symptoms of this sickly age. It bowed its head, it broke its stalk, it lost its leaves, and all its beauty, falling to weeds. And unknown faces, the same is the portion of man and woman, the black heritage of worms and serpents, a rottenness and cold discharge. Our beauty is now so changed, my friends.
My friends.
By violence and secret influence, The aspect of a star, by the stink of a mist, by emissions of a cloud, the meeting of vapors, the falling of chariots, the stumbling of stones, by a full meal, or an empty stomach, by watching at the wine, or by watching at prayers of the sun and the moon, by a heat or a cold, by sleepless nights, or sleeping days, by a water frozen to the hardness of a dagger, or water thawed into the floods of a river, by a hair or a current, by violent motion, by sitting still, by severity or dissolution, by God's mercy or God's anger. We take our pains to heap up things useful to our life, and we get our death in the bargain. And the person is snatched away, and the goods remain, and all this is the law and constitution of nature unveiled. It is a punishment to our sins, the unalterable event of providence, and the decree of heaven!